You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Good Saturday morning, everybody, and welcome back to Chair Shot Radio, February 27th. PC Tunney with you today, this special edition of Chair Shot Radio. Saturday morning. Follow me at PC Tunney. Head on over to thechairshot.com. We got something there for everybody. Sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head. And head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a Chairshot t-shirt. You won't regret it. I got a special, special show for you today, and I'm not going to take up much more of your time. I just want you to know, this is every Pod is War cold open from 2019. I know you folks will enjoy this right after this.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Right, you good?
Yeah, I think I think I'm as good as I'm going.
What does that mean?
We're all kind of like just in this weird spot right now. It's fine. We'll figure it out. Like, you know, it's just,
yeah, maybe,
you know, we're working through the kinks. First time back together in a while. First time even doing this in a while. Pod is War been on like a 3-month hiatus, much less this combination. So,
yeah.
Yes. I don't feel any nervousness because it's not my show.
Fuck you.
You guys got to do all the work. Oh, I remember why I like doing this.
This is like when you guys probably haven't seen the Temptations movie, but this is when the Temptations got back together with David Ruffin. And
yes.
Yeah, they're sitting there rehearsing. And
after they
like,
kicked him out because he was like an alcoholic or whatever, and Korn was all busted up, and then they brought him back in. Yeah. Oh, I love the Temptations movie. Temptations movie, the Jacksons movie, all those VH1 kind of movies were fantastic.
I'm glad I've been recording already.
Hey, it worked. Now we all got to get
what
up.
What else?
And
the more
we all got to get up. We got to dance a little bit, and then Platt's got to do that Temptation spin out for the opening. That's what it is. Just like the oh my god, who's gonna sing? Who's gonna sing? And it's Platt.
I'm right out of that spin.
I know you want my pig feet, but I refuse to let them go. If I got to beg and plead for some pork and beans. Anywho.
Hate it.
Oh, who asked you, motherfucker? With your... All right.
Do
You feeling it over there?
Say what now?
I said he's feeling it over there.
I am.
Apparently.
Amber chimed in too. Like, we're Team Dream in this household. This is a pro Dream household. Well, I know who we're dedicating the show to.
Y'all gonna
be there. Oh, hey, oh, y'all gonna be there. Oh, hey, oh. Well, it's a talk of shame. Never too late to change. I'm being on them. Be down and call his name. His name. Y'all gonna be there. Oh, hey, oh, y'all gonna be there. Oh, hey, oh, y'all gonna be there. Oh, hey, oh, y'all gonna be there. Oh, hey, oh.
Shout out to James Ingram, man.
Y'all gonna be turning down the volume in about a second.
I hear y'all gonna be there one more time. Yeah. Y'all gonna be burning this bitch to the ground.
I think that'll do. Let's get started. Did you want to take it up with Andrew on the show or before the show?
Oh, man, I totally forgot about that. Yes.
Oh, I didn't. I listened, so I'm waiting for this because I'd like to see how I'm hypocritical and how the rest of this shit goes.
Okay, first and foremost, let me get the little ones out the way first, the little gripes. These are just pet peeves.
Sure.
In your words, you called NXT TakeOver, a run-of-the-mill show or a ho-hum show?
Mediocre, ho-hum, yeah, something like that. Like, I think middle of the road is what I said, but...
Yes, so how in the bloody hell could it possibly be a middle-of-the-road show and you put three out of the majority of the matches on your match of the week list? That just doesn't make
sense. Can I ask you a question? Since you are a learned individual, so if you were to get two A's, a B+, and then two D's, does that not bring your grade point average down to about a C?
Two D's is a little strong, man. I really like that Bianca Blair.
I hated that match.
I love that match.
I couldn't see this is the difference, is because Ono and Riddle to me was a TV match. It was a waste of time. It shouldn't have been on a TakeOver.
That's
and then
fair, but that wasn't a bad match either.
Baszler was awful. They had no chemistry, and it wasn't all. I'm not even gonna say it was Belair's fault because I love Belair. Don't get me wrong. I'll talk about her forever as being great and up and coming. But they don't work well together. And the camera angles, when Baszler had her in the Kirifuda at the end, it made the Kirifuda look weak. And the fact that they kept kind of going back to it looked weird. And the Belair's 450 that landed on her foot, and it wasn't even close to anything. Like, that match was just such a clunky clusterfuck. Like,
you're nitpicking.
I could not tolerate it.
Number one, Riddle and Ono, yeah, that was a TV match. Like, they've actually had that match a couple times on TV.
You know
but
what I
it was cool.
TV match,
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. But they beat the hell out of each other, man. It was stiff as fuck. You saw the boot or the knee that Riddle took that busted his mouth open? Like, it was cool for what it was. The Bianca, I always forget this woman's name. Shayna Baszler, man. Yeah, it was good, man. The crowd was into it. I bought into the near falls. Bianca comes out of it looking strong. She basically beat up three women before she actually, and didn't tap. She passed out. She didn't tap. That's probably the ending they should have had in the Becky Asuka match. Like, Becky probably should have passed out, but whatever. It's neither here nor there. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But either way, man, come on, man. That running the mill show,
but
three
great
matches.
That's where I look at it because, shit, I hated Philly last year, but I don't think I did a write-up because we weren't doing write-ups at that point. But the only match that I liked from Philly was Gargano and Almas, and that was fucking fantastic. But that show scored lower than this one did. So, like, a 7 for NXT, C is bad when we expect A's and B's. We're basically a Chinese family when it comes to NXT takeovers. Like, anything below like an A, we're just like, you know, you can do better. And that's Jesus. The problem. So it's like, we got a C here. And I'm just like, no, I'm done.
Number two. And this is the biggest contention.
Shoot.
I argued with you and chewed your ass out last year because you refute, not literally, calm down. Because you refused outright refused to put the women's Royal Rumble match in the match of the week. And you said, and I quote, "I don't include Rumble matches because they are gimmick matches." But lo and behold, 365 days later, bada boom, bada bing, all of a sudden, the Women's World Rumble match is in the top five. And you, no. You're not going to backpedal out of this.
No, there's no backpedal here. Because I'm pretty sure I didn't use the words, "I won't include a Rumble in the top five because it's a gimmick." My argument to you was the fact that I won't rank them highly. I won't rank them a five or a four and a half because I have a very simple score. I have a bad, a good, and a great. I have a bad, a good, and a great. That's kind of how that goes.
How's it not ranked highly and it's in your five matches of the week? Out of all of the wrestling matches that took place this last week, that was in your top five, but that's not ranked highly. Yes.
No, because bad, good, great. So 2, 3, 4 is how I rank Rumble-style things. If you check Battle Riot, I think I gave that a 3. If you check anything, like the All In Rumble, I might have given a 2 or a 3. I don't rank them as same as a wrestling match because they don't have the same elements. There isn't psychology, really, because it's hard to kind of see everything going on. It's hard to nitpick about spots. It's hard to do all this other shit.
All this bullshit.
No, there is no bullshit.
You need to run for president because you totally just backed out of that one. No. You said last year, I don't include Rumble in my five.
I said, if I told you that I would put Rumble in the top five because it's a gimmick match, that's fine.
And yes.
Personally, remember saying it's something like, "I won't rank it highly," as in four, like over four, which is highly to me. Because, like I said, 2, 3, 4 is bad, good, great. Anything over four is usually like the fantastic things.
How is
like,
it not rank highly with the hundreds and thousands of wrestling matches that went on last week? It was in like your top five. How is that not ranked highly?
7.5 or 3.25 or 3. There was no like bad match really, aside from what. I hated Baszler and Belair, and the worst thing from fucking Rumble was that shitty throw together Rude, Gable, Rezar, and Scott Dawson match. It wasn't awful, but it was worthless, and
this is the thing, man. Instead of just coming out and saying, "You know what, I'm full of shit. You got me. My bad." Like a man would
do.
Trying to talk your way out of this shit. And there is no.
I think you're misremembering the wording because I told multiple people I don't rank them the same way that I rank a match because you can't rank a Rumble like
you
that.
You said I won't include it in my top five because it's a gimmick match and I don't include gimmick matches.
I don't think I said that because I don't think anything was even four. I think both Rumbles were three last year, so I wouldn't put it in the second top five anyway.
And you can't say it's not ranked highly because it's in your top five. Like, again, that doesn't make dog sense. If it's in your top five, you clearly have it ranked highly because it's in your top five.
The week, it was one of the higher ones of the week. Yes, but the way I perceive high would be anything that makes it over four, anything over 4 to 5. So it's a B, like a high B to an A. That's highly to me, not just barely scraping into like, you know, a B. That's not what it is to me.
So between Finn Bálor and Brock Lesnar and Sasha Banks and Ronda Rousey, you had those two matches rated lower than the Women's Royal Rumble.
Bálor fucking Lesnar, I rated at 3.75, which was higher than most people, and I think I checked it was the same as Meltzer, which that doesn't mean jack shit. I'm not even trying to say
that. It does, because that's clearly your blueprint here, but go on.
It's the one everybody notices, so why the fuck would I not reference the one that everybody knows?
Because what's wrong being original and coming up with your own, you know, with your own thing, your own criteria? What's wrong with that?
My own criteria. I didn't say I use his criteria. I just
you do. And this is where you do. And you know, I'm not even going to bite your head off.
Great. He ranks mostly off of work rate. I don't rank off of work rate completely. I work rate, entertainment, story, and psychology. And that's the whole problem. Lots of these matches lost psychology. But fucking Brock and fucking Finn was fantastic. Don't get me wrong. After he went into the fucking corner of the thing, it even got me going, oh, maybe they might. It was a believable near fall. But it was short. No. It wasn't quite long enough for me to kind of go, yeah, that was elite, especially when I've only given, I think, his AJ Daniel Bryan.
Now, I wish I wouldn't have brought this up, because you know I have your ass dead to rights, and you just back
it up. Shit, because I don't know what the fuck my stance is. You're coming off this completely subjective, because
that's subjective, but the bottom line is, you said last year, goddammit, I will not include in my top five, because it's a goddamn gimmick match. And then, lo and behold,
said that
You got a goddamn gimmick, man, in your fucking top five.
Show me the fucking letter I sent you. Show me the words. Show me the timestamp, motherfucker. That's how this one works, is I don't think I said that one, because neither of the Rumbles were that good last year. So I would have been like, I'm not going to put it in the top five.
Just busted your ass for it, so of course you'll defend yourself.
Rub them.
Shitty job doing it, but of course you're going to do it. See what I mean? Now you resort to singing.
Because you don't got shit. You're like, I don't agree. That's nice. Most people don't agree.
I don't agree. I'm calling you out because we argued about this on the show. And you said I will not include Rumble matches in my rankings because they're gimmick matches. And then behold, there's a Rumble match on your gimmick match. See, this is how you know he's wrong, PC, because now he's trying to resort to bad comedy. That's how you know he's full of shit. Point blank.
Everything is circular.
Oh, you know.
They're circular.
That's the end of this round.
Show me that thing.
That's the end of this round. The bell is wrong for this round. I wish I had a fucking bell right now.
Motherfucker.
All right. Okay, I'm glad. You guys are good. That's great. Yep.
Start the show.
Yep, they ain't going any farther than that. It was just going to be 55 more minutes of the same thing.
It would be, and it'd probably be a better show, quite frankly, because these topics we got.
But
you got to let each. Yeah. Maybe that's why we need some alcohol.
All right. Welcome back to the Velvet Pipes of Aesop Mitchell. And starting off our next playlist, going to be the love song between Aesop and Balls. Enjoy.
Did you guys see my idea about the dual Finn character, like the faces of Foley?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yes, that was great.
That'd be brilliant. Like, there's a little bit of red paint on his leather jacket when he comes out, you know?
And he always denies that they're the same person.
The only problem is that shit that he uses is hard to come off. Like, he needs his actually paint thinner to take that crap off.
No, but the joke is, the only person that doesn't get that it's one person is Vince. Everybody else knows they're both Finn. And
that's Vince, fantastic.
And the only thing Vince talks to Finn about is how much the demon scares the crap out of him.
That's amazing.
Hey, Finn, you've seen that demon around? That guy really scares the crap out of me. If you see him, you let me know, all right? But you're doing a great job out there.
Does it turn into like a Spider-Man thing where at some point then Vince starts asking Finn for pictures of the demon? He's like, God damn it, I want these pictures on my desk. Front page material for WWE.com.
That's awesome.
J. Jonah McMahon.
J. Jonah McMahon, yes.
That'd be hilarious.
We can roll with this, and then R-Truth could be Robbie. Or what's the dude's name? The black guy that's always in the office with Jonah. I think his name is Robbie. I'm not sure. But R-Truth could be that guy.
R-Truth could be whoever he wants for that week. Like he could walk around thinking he's Lois Lane. In the wrong show, it don't matter. He's R-Truth.
He show up dressed like Wonder Woman.
Start spinning around Wonder Woman outfit.
I think it's time to start.
Jimmy is actually little Jimmy Olsen, and
oh
that's
my gosh, that's nice. Perfect. That's perfect.
Nice.
All right, let's get this train back on the tracks.
Oh, that's no fun.
You good, T-Money?
Hey, I'll drink to that.
Fair enough. Thank you kindly.
Ooh, so will I. I'll get my whiskey.
Yeah, Jesus. It's one of them nights, huh?
It's always one of those nights. What the hell? The only time I'm not drinking whiskey is when I'm too lazy to go to the liquor store and I just deal with whatever the hell else I have.
Yeah, that's what happened with me. I was too lazy to get up and go grab something. So I'm flying sober tonight.
You're really? Sober?
Serious?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. What? Go get something.
We'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait. Before. Go get booze.
Come on, go. Y'all got to be up in the morning, man. Seriously?
Yeah, go. How long is it going to take? 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Bye.
Seriously?
Yeah, go.
Go do it.
All right, man. I'll call y'all back at 10.
Bye.
All right.
I'm recording now. See, this is I'm announcing it. It's official that I'm recording.
See, you didn't have to announce it. It was better when you used to not, and then you just catch like lightning in a bottle.
Okay.
I mean that's how you got your little sound bite that you like to use on different shows because you're like, wait, say that again. I wasn't recording. Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'm not recording. Wink.
Oh.
Well, it really doesn't matter, boss, because quite frankly, I'm the lightning, so there's that. And now I'm always a... Hey, man, you've been getting your shit in lately, though, man. I've been putting you over quite a bit this new year. You have to admit that.
You have been. It's been that you went for that good guy kind of gimmick turn, and then, I don't know, we've been a little more on the same page. It's been a little less, fuck you, you Japanese Mark piece of shit. Fuck you, you WWE Mark piece of shit. And then Tony just chiming in with Soda's Rule and TNA.
Well, I mean, Soda's you still are a Japanese Mark piece of shit, but you've actually gotten really good at this whole podcast thing. So, I mean, I got to give you your props, man. I give credit where credit's due. You're good at this now.
And to be fair, that's exactly what you were saying since Jump, and it's just getting your reps in. So it took me a while. I had to kind of take my lumps and kind of figure it out. And who better to try to figure shit out with than you. You hey, don't man. Make it easy.
No, man, it's trial by fire, brother. Either you're going to sink or you swim, man. That's how my dad taught me.
You the fire and the lightning. You're like, learn to swim, throw you in the fucking lake.
Hey, that's how my dad taught me, man. He was.
That's how my grandfather taught me, too. So, yeah, so I got it.
My first house showing, he said, okay, I'll meet you there. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. I'll meet you there. So I got the client and everything. I'll meet you there. I called him, this mother farmer don't answer the goddamn phone. Like I call him 5 times, he don't answer the phone, man. So it's like, goddamn. So I got to show this person the house. I ended up selling the house, but yeah, that was his method. Either you gonna sink or you gonna swim.
Oh no, the same thing happened even when I was little growing up, you know, like even like 5, 6, 7 years old, like learning how to play baseball, you know. When I was little, I might have had an issue with staying in front of the ball. So my grandfather, in his infinite tough wisdom, basically told me, stay in front of the fucking ball or I'm going to throw it harder. And then he threw it harder. And I got pegged multiple times. So I learned to put my glove up. And then it still stung through the fucking glove. The man was 50 years older than I was. So if we're at like 6, 7 years old, he's nearly 60 and he had to be throwing at least 80 because that shit would fucking hurt. But I couldn't say shit. I had to just stand there and catch it because if I dropped it, he threw it harder the next fucking time.
Oh, that's one of life's dirty little secrets. You don't want to fight a 60-year-old man. Like but you think
what I mean.
No, that's what I mean. Like we're saying the same thing, just coming from different angles. Yeah, you don't want to fight a 60-year-old man. Like a 60-year-old man will give you that work. You already said the Mellon Farmer still had the heat at 60. So imagine getting a punch to the face at 60.
Yeah, I don't want to.
No.
He was really good at the fear of God when I was a kid, you know what I mean?
Touche.
Cheat friend, wasting chance that I've been given, so I'm never gonna dance again, cause when I do it, or when I dance with you,
sing the Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I sing
that
song.
Ooh, I wanna take you to Aruba, Bahamas, come on. Pretty mama,
Montego,
baby,
we'll get there fast and then we'll
take it slow.
That's where we wanna go. Way down in
Aruba, Jamaica.
Oh, the line was Kokomo, you asshole.
My bad shit. I mean, my bad shit. Got that.
Yes.
I don't dance now. I make money moves. Said, I ain't gotta dance, I make money moves. If I see you and I don't speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you're a worker, bitch. I make bloody moves.
What the fuck?
And on that note, we are gonna start the show.
Thank God.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say this. I'm not supposed to say there's two. There's one rule about Fight Club, but there's two rules about Pod is War. One is I'm not supposed to say I'm recording, and two is I'm not supposed to say that it's Tuesday night.
You're also not supposed to mention Vince McMahon, but we just blew that one too, so we're off to a banging start.
We can mention him. Greg just doesn't like when we do impressions, except for you, because yours doesn't sound like Pritchard's.
or Vince.
Hey, I didn't want to go there, you know. If the boss man likes it, he likes what he likes. It's exactly like WWE. As long as the boss is happy, then it's a good show.
Pritchard stole my gimmick, man. The singing, the Vince impersonation. Like, that's gimmick infringement. But he blew it up before I did, so I can't even bitch about it.
I was about to say, yeah, go win that lawsuit right there.
Right? I'm not going to war with McDibbit.
Yeah, me neither. Should just try to get Conrad on your side, though. Then you'll blow up real good.
Yes, he's going to side with me as opposed to his cash cow. That sounds about right.
I mean, he might not be able to milk that cow much longer, depending on how the WWE contract, you know, restricts things. So he might need a cow.
He's already got a new stud in the stable. Him and Bischoff are doing pretty good numbers.
They are. And he's working on the AEW thing a little bit too. So, well, hey, there we go. That's a nice thing. If you and lovely Miss Amber decide to work on the Jacksonville thing, you might be able to work your connections.
Touche. What if I popped up in AEW on their first TV show? Y'all be like, what the fuck? Like, hey, fellas, I can't record tonight. Hey, you turned on TV.
Why can't you record? Because the MVP is elite. Yay!
Let's start the show.
Good idea.
At some point I want to hit the record button, you know.
That helps.
You've already hit it, motherfucker. I know what it is.
I'm not. Listen, we have to go over the rules of Pod is War again.
Exactly. Which hence why I know you've already hit the record button.
I can tell everybody it's not Tuesday, though, and that's a shoot.
And I don't even know why I do that anymore, because the show doesn't come out till Friday, so shit. I sound like a dickhead every single time.
You do, but yeah. It's part of the fun.
Thank you. I didn't need confirmation on that, Balls, but thank you for confirmation that I didn't need.
You do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Look at how much pleasure he took in, you know, agreeing with you there.
Hey, we're not arguing. Look at this. This is us getting along. I'm agreeing with what you're saying. Oh, it's harmonious.
You smug son of a bitch.
Or are you just waiting for me to play the song?
Starting the show.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was like wrap it up and going or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, well then,
I
guess.
You need to teach us the...
I don't really.
Signs for stealing third and shit like that, buddy, okay?
Yeah, man.
You need to go over that at one of the pre-show meetings.
In high school, it was take, bunt, and steal. It was TBS, and the hat was the indicator, so. And then you wipe it all off. That will start the show. What did you just take a shot of?
Kettle One, baby.
Oh my god, you're shooting fucking vodka?
Yes, I'm shooting fucking vodka.
Is that what I sounded like?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Yes. Oh. You sound like what's her name? Frances McDormand in Fargo.
Yeah?
Don't you know?
Yatter, let's start the show, huh? We'll have a rocking good time.
Jesus Christ, man. I'm in a Coen Brothers movie now, all of a sudden. How did this happen?
I mean, they
don't even have black people in their movies. What the fuck am I doing here?
This is the reverse Get Out. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, why don't you get on in here, hey?
There we go. Welcome to Minnesota and Wisconsin. It's a get in here.
It's fair, man. I'll be done. I'll be dead within the first 15 minutes. It's all good.
Oh. Now you be nice and fed and full. We'll have a corn party. It'd be good. Don't you worry. Well, we got a farm fair, state fair. What kind of fair you like?
I don't think I want to be invited to a corn party. That doesn't sound like my type of gimmick, bro.
Well, yeah. Let me introduce our musical guest this week. This is Ice Cube featuring Too Short. Haters gonna hate there, eh? Aren't they?
Yay, yay, bitch.
Sorry, y'all, I ain't got no hate.
He Hate Me was missing.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's found now.
Yeah, they found him.
He was missing. Yeah. Where
was he?
Well, I was about to say, where was he? He's missing. No, he just scrolled on the bottom. I got Sports Center on.
No, I seen that, but where was he?
Missing. That's weird. Yeah, I didn't even know he was going on. How long has he been missing?
He was since Wednesday last week.
That's not missing. That's on hiatus. That's not even a week, man.
Yeah, he probably got drunk and fell asleep in a ditch and then, like, just went to the bar. Just went to the bar the next day again.
Hey, he's probably with his mistress or something.
Yeah. Well, now you know why they hate him.
That's why she hate him.
Right?
Oh, Lord. Jesse made another one. Huh? Well, thank you. I appreciate that, PC.
I didn't say he looked bad either. Jesus, this ain't Mean Girls. I said he just looked like he was doing something, like working out, or he looked bigger in a good way. And his pants are on, as far as I can tell, because I can't see that far down, because his camera's positioned well. So...
Well, I got to leave a little something to mystery.
I appreciate it.
Listen, you want to know what he said when you got up and walked away just before?
What's that?
Oh my God, PC, look at that butt.
That's not as bad as what PC did. PC started doing the fat guy tuba thing that Stewie did in Family Guy when he was following people around.
That's hilarious. It ain't the ass. It's all good. Which that's the scary part. It's all good.
That's the DWI podcast, didn't you? That's some IPAs, brother.
Yeah, man, I gotta figure something out. My dad, God rest his soul, by the time he died, he was 200 pounds, and 150 of it was stomach. He looked like a pregnant snake, man.
Sounds like the man enjoyed his time, though.
Yeah,
you don't get out of life alive, so you might as well enjoy it.
Oh yeah, he had a ball while he was here. Yeah, bitches and blow.
Cheers,
money, bitches and blow.
Well, hey, let's start the show like this. Cheers to Platt's dad.
All right, to Bob Walker.
Cheers.
I ain't got no motherfucking
Listen, I watched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids the other day, actually.
How does that hold up to you?
Can't imagine well.
It's entertaining, actually, if you watch it. I mean, it's well written. It's Rick Moranis. Well, the kids. It is.
I mean, it's still a kid show, right? It's not like you can't nitpick it and like critique it like an adult and like a extremely serious professional, like, you know, state of the art film. You have to be like, all right, this is a show for kids, like Disney shit.
As a wrestling fan, you take things for what they're worth and what they're presented as. And it was a kid's movie based on science fiction, so you suspend disbelief. And you kind of try and get into the characters. If you look at who the kids were as actors, I can't really name them off for you, but they went on to do other things. And for being at the time it was in the 80s. So it was, I enjoyed
it. No, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was the early 90s, wasn't it?
I thought it was the 80s. I'll look it up.
It was late 80s, but PC, you can't say the kids went on to do other things and you can't name and they're not a one of them. Listen, two things can't be true at the same time.
It was 89.
I was drunk then. I was drunk then, and I'm drunk now. So you get off my sack.
You were drunk in 1989 when you originally watched this movie.
No,
he probably was.
When I just watched it.
I actually went and saw that in the theaters, though. Believe it or not,
as a
child.
No, I'll believe it.
Because it came out in the summertime. Yeah.
Are you hearing me? I believe it.
Shut up.
I'm not choosing not.
Oh, okay. God damn it.
Okay. I believe it too.
Okay, cool. Shit. Like, shout out to Rick Moranis, though, man. Rick Moranis is low-key a funny melon farmer, and he had a hell of a run. He was on that, I don't know if y'all remember that one sketch show with all those Canadian comedians that came out in, like, the like late 70s. It was called, like, SCTV or some shit like that. They used to play it on Nick at Night back in the day. But it was him and some other Canadians. So he did that through probably, what, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which was, you know, 89, 90, because they made some sequels. So we'll say, like, 93. That's not a bad run. Plus the two Ghostbusters. That ain't a bad run, man. And I'm sure I'm missing something he was in as well.
My Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors. How I forget about that. My Blue Heaven with Steve Martin, underrated class. Yeah, mm-hmm. He had a hell of a run. I can't think of anything else he was in, but I hope he's
Spaceballs. I don't think you said Spaceballs.
That was 89 too, I think. Yeah, I forget.
87 was Spaceballs.
Okay, big time in his life. That. Late '80s.
But y'all just making my point though. He had a hell of a run.
And well, I seen Spaceballs in the movie though, theaters.
Right? What? Because he started getting old or something? I don't know.
No. His wife died, I think, of cancer or some shit. So he stopped to take care of the family, the kids and shit.
Oh wow! Oh, no, I didn't know that.
No, but like, he went real family man on that. Like his wife got sick, and I think she died, and he decided to stop acting to take care of the kids.
Damn, I respect him even more now.
Yeah, Rick Moranis is a good dude.
That's like part three, honey. You died. I gotta take care of the kids.
All right, well, now
that's not a good part to start the show with.
Yeah, now, not only is this show dedicated to the 4th of July and America's birthday, but also to Rick Moranis, one hell of an actor and one hell of a stand-up guy.
How did all of this trouble begin?
Living in America.
Ow!
I don't. Yeah, I have plenty of stuff. I got.
I'm just fucking with you. That's all, dude.
All right, fine. Then I won't list it off. Then fuck it.
Do you want to? Is it like the humble brag thing? You're about to list off everything you have and every way you can watch things.
No, not at all. I actually have to adjust some volume here.
Oh, then start talking if you need to adjust. Oh, yeah.
No, you guys talk.
Yeah, I'm about to pull up. Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals on YouTube. Maybe that'll put me in a better mood.
Oh, that was the one that Cleveland won, yes?
Yes.
Ah, okay. I'm like, that was just random. I'm like, oh, wait, no, that was the... Okay, I put it together. It took me a second.
After tomorrow. Tomorrow's supposed to be mid-80s-ish for a high, but Thursday... They're looking at 97, Friday 99, yeah. Saturday 96. How has the heat been by you guys?
In the high 80s to low 90s for like the last 2 weeks, and Jersey's kind of muggy because we've got that whole shore, river, everything. It's just nasty. How is ATL when it comes to that? Is it dry there or
no? It's extremely humid, man. It's been probably low 90s. And yeah, it's been real muggy, real humid. But I can't complain because my first summer here, it was like the goddamn rainforest. It literally rained, seems like, every single day. So I'm not complaining. We've actually seen some sun.
Did that make it cooler or was it still humid and rainy?
It was still humid and rainy.
Oh, that's the worst. Okay, yeah, Jersey gets that too. Yeah, it's just no fun.
But all in all, this year, I can't complain about the weather too much at all, man. Even the winter was mad mild. So yeah, I'm not going to complain.
So
yeah, there was no snow in Jersey. Wisconsin, I'm assuming, is completely different.
Of course.
It hasn't been bad for a while, but I'll say we can all agree that it's been muggy and hot in no matter what city you live in this summer. Yes?
Yes.
At least on this podcast we can.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen. On sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
It was weird. It was about a month ago because Amber had just heard of the game recently. And she was like, have you ever heard of Six Degrees with Kevin Bacon? And I was like, yeah, it's been around forever. And she was a Ludacris fan. So she said, well, can you do Six Degrees of Separation with Kevin Bacon and Ludacris? And I was like, yeah, hell yeah. Why not? So I thought about it for a second, and I spun the Marvel Universe because I figured that was the I had the best chance there because of all those actors.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And then I got to the wrestler with Mickey Rourke, and then I said, okay, well, him and Kevin Bacon had to have done something in the 80s because that's when they were both popping. So I cheated a little bit, and I Wikipedia'd Mickey Rourke and Kevin Bacon, and yeah, lo and behold, they were in a movie in 1981 together.
There we go. Like I said, it's still funny that you took the extra two steps to go from Terrence Howard to Mickey Rourke when you could just went with Robert Downey Jr. But that's good. See, the funny thing is this actually came up at work for me, too, with the whole Six Degrees thing, because the one guy I talked to at work heard it as being able to connect to Kevin Bacon by anybody just randomly, like if you went to Planet Hollywood and met like Arnold Schwarzenegger or like Sly Stallone or some shit like that when that was still a place, and then you can connect it that way. I'm like, that's not how that game goes. It's supposed to be like actors connected through movies, and it's supposed to be that Kevin Bacon's like interacted with everybody in a twisted, fucked up kind of way. Have you heard of the other one?
No, what's the other one?
No, the one I was just talking about where it's just like being to Kevin Bacon or whatever.
No, he sounded like he's making some shit up because whoever told him about the game didn't know shit about movies. That's what that sounds like.
That's where, like, I went to Comic-Con dressed up like Master Chief, and then I shook hands with this person, and then he was in a movie with Kevin Bacon. That's exactly how that works.
You need to get to a new work husband, boss.
There's not many guys in my area that I can talk to, there's mostly women. So I'm just like, yeah, I mean, he's a little dorky, but it's work fine. You know what I mean? I ain't going out drinking with him anytime soon, but like it's okay for work.
Like that's a bad thing.
Yeah, but it's all like women that are old enough to be my mom.
Hey man.
And not in the sexy cougar kind of way, like not in the Pornhub couple tags in a category kind of way. This is all like, okay, at least you cook good. That's nice.
That's what I'm saying, man. You bang them and get a Werther's Original at the end. I don't really see a downside to that situation.
Oh, that's great. This is just like that episode of Family Guy where Brian was banging the old chick and she's like, put your dungarees on the Chesterfield or whatever. And he's just like, is this a Chesterfield? No, that's not a Chesterfield. Put it on the Chesterfield. And he's like, over here? She's like, no.
Don't sleep on the older women, man. Women don't hit their sexual prime to what, mid-40s or something like that, which is like a cruel joke. You know what I mean? As we're winding down, they're just revving up. That's kind of a cruel joke.
You are right about that. There's some decent ones in other departments. It's just the departments don't exactly work well together. I've noticed over the couple years that I've been there, they like to play the blame game and point fingers at whose fault it is if something didn't go through instead of actually working like a symbiotic unit. So, yeah, there's not always a lot of good blood.
Well, there you go. That's your thing. You just found your calling. You need to shake Guerrero. You can be the Martin Luther King of your office. And I can't believe I just said Martin Luther King and balls in the same sentence. On that note, we should probably get going because...
Oh, come on. I liked where this was going. It was putting me over in an interesting way. I want to be the Martin Luther King in my office, just minus the getting shot part.
What's that?
It's another softball shirt, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but you know this one. This is the one I have in a million different colors. It's Kingpin's.
Yes, I saw Kingpin's. So I'm like, God damn, it's another softball shirt.
Basically, me and the same group of guys, more or less, for the last, 20 years probably, have been playing in one tournament, the same tournament every year, the Oak Creek tournament, and the guy who plays, that I play with all the time, owns this bar, and he always buys a shirt like this every year, so we have literally 20 of them.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, do you guys actually have to coordinate if it's the new season or wear the new color, or does it not matter?
Well, this is just for the tournament, for that weekend.
Is it a one-day tournament, or is it a whole weekend tournament?
It's a whole weekend, so you got to do laundry or smell like shit or you wear something different, whatever.
That's my point I'm getting at. Yeah. Does he go,
usually,
hey, let's wear yellow and green this weekend?
Usually we play Saturday. We only play one or two games, so you can go home and do laundry and wear it again the next day.
Oh, nothing's actually that far out travel-wise that you can actually drive home after a game?
Oh, this tournament is like half hour away from the farthest person away.
Oh, that's fucking nice.
Yeah. It's one of the local ones.
Okay.
So, anyway.
I was thinking it might have been like across state somewhere or something like that, you know what I mean?
No. This is a local one. So we always go to the bar, so that's why he buys the shirts. But anyway, yeah. How's the weather on the East Coast considering all the hurricane shit? Now there's more storms and shit. Because I was thinking about that, and I was like, well, damn, you know. I'm in the middle of the country, and you guys are not. I mean, you're not in that much danger. I would imagine Platt would probably be a little bit
more
Platt's at risk.
Yeah, Platt's probably going to have, yeah. Because we don't really get hurricanes and shit. Like, honestly, in the last, I don't know, I'll say 25 years that I can actively remember, we had, like, one tropical depression, one thing that was, like, straight wind that people wanted to and that's about that. And one, like, 3.5 earthquake that started in Virginia that we barely kind of years ago. So, like, natural disasters aside from blizzards don't really happen in Jersey.
What's funny is people don't really realize this, but we actually sit on a one of the biggest faults in the world in the Midwest. And I remember, man, it's got to be
really.
Yeah, I when was this? I was in the last place I lived, so maybe just turned 21, so 16, 17 years ago, I remember, I lived on the third floor of, like, this giant house that was, like, a three-family home almost, but on the top was, like, a kitchen, a living room, a hallway, a bathroom, and a bedroom. That was it. It wasn't big.
But... Oh, you're being serious that it was, like, a three-family home because you had, like, a full everything on the top floor. Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure, and it was not big, but... It was like two doors down from a great bar, and I was like 20, and I was like 22 years old, and I worked like 5 minutes away from there at the time, so it was perfect.
Well, yeah, that's perfect for a 22-year-old, yeah.
But I remember being up on that third floor and feeling that earthquake. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I looked outside, and I'm looking for like garbage trucks or something, picking up trash, you know, like construction. And I'm like, well, whatever.
That was my reaction to it, yeah.
So I go back to bed, and the next morning, you know, you get up and drive into work, and you turn on the radio, and you're like, no shit, yeah, that was a fucking earthquake, wow.
Oh, yeah, that happened here when that one happened. Like, where I was working at the time, there was an old, like, train track. So there'd be a train that used to come by, like, once a day. And sometimes it would come by kind of fast, so it would shake things a little bit. So I felt kind of like a little vibration. I look and go, it's kind of early for the train. What the fuck was that? And then you have people like on Google, or they got texted from their fucking, you know, husband or wife or whatever it is. They go, what do you mean, where's the train? That was an earthquake. I'm like, bullshit, that wasn't a fucking earthquake. Like, I barely felt that. And then you can tell Jersey doesn't know how to react to earthquakes, is that everybody's like, get out of the building and go to the back porch kind of loading dock area. Well, you know, we waited to see if there were anything else. I'm like, you're not supposed to do that during an earthquake. You're supposed to find something sturdy and kind of be under that, not wander about and look for the patio.
aren't you supposed to get in, like, the door frame or something like that?
That's what I've heard too. Yeah, like either under a table because it's sturdy, or in a door frame. Not, you know, go the fuck out to the loading dock. It's like, Really? Okay, whatever. I'll listen because the manager told me to, but that's still wrong.
Fucking asshole manager, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, so. we are officially like the first ever Pod is War pre-show right here. So
yeah, it's an actual official pre-show.
Why
yeah.
not? Let's do it. I don't know. Should we play some music for these people? Here, I'll give them a little Wale. All right, just okay. in the middle of what we're doing, and then we'll come back and talk about some other bullshit until you know Mr. MVP decides to finally be ready to go. So,
well, he is the MVP. Bitch, maybe. I'll just slap the roof. This baby's only got 40,000 miles on it.
My stepfather, rest his soul, he was a middle-aged car salesman that drank Michelob, so that's where the reference came from.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
that was his beer of choice.
The best thing was Saturday I get to the bar for the Badger game, which they looked fucking great. Whoop Michigan's ass. But I sit down and the bartender comes over. It's right before the game and the bar's packed and no one heard me order, but I ordered. I'm like, give me a grapefruit White Claw and a shot of Jameson. So she comes over with the White Claw and sets it down and like three guys start giving me shit. And I just looked at them and then she comes back with the shot of Jameson and I looked down at that. And then by the time I turned my head back around, they just shut the fuck up.
Nice.
I'd still bust your balls for the White Claw. That's just me.
You got a White Claw and a shot of Jameson. I guess we'll call that the Amber, huh?
Is that why?
Because she's half white.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's only half white girl. That's the whole point.
Well, what's Jameson, though?
Well, she's half black, too. Well, because it's dark skin.
It's darker, yeah.
Yeah, it's darker. It's brown, you know?
It's okay. One of those brown liquors.
Never mind. Yeah.
You could have been whiskey. It could have been a bourbon. It could have been a scotch. The joke still works.
Apparently not.
I think he forgot Amber was half white. And that's why he was thrown off.
Never mind.
Should we just call it a Michael Jackson?
No, there will be no Michael Jackson slander on these airwaves, gentlemen.
No, it's not just really James slander, Brown.
It's more just funny.
James Brown. That's funny.
What are you going to do? All right. You guys ready to push offshore and lead this ship astray into the ocean?
Let's go for it. 1990 or 1986 New York Met.
Yeah, no, drop the music. Get it started.
It's another Kingpins. Fuck off.
That's just salt. It's weird. Like, especially, like, I get in Southern Ohio, but I guess Southern Ohio is on the border of Kentucky, so there's that.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yes, than Wisconsin, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Touché. Yeah, you're supposed to sound like Francis McDermott from Fargo.
I can at times. I've been told by many of people I know from not around here that I have a very pronounced Northern Midwest accent.
Funniest thing, when I was working at Barney's, there was this mother and daughter that came in, and they were from, I can't remember, it was either New Zealand or it was like New Zealand, one of those type of countries, and they were both sitting up there trying to figure out where I was from, you know, based off my accent, and one of them said New York, the other one said down south. I had to tell them, well, you're both wrong.
You do sound tri-state. You sound more tri-state than Ohio.
I get that a lot. It's weird to me. I guess it makes sense because, I mean, technically, yeah, I was born in Cleveland, but then I moved to Virginia when I was 9. So I was in Virginia from ages 9 to 16. And, you know, there's a heavy New York influence in Virginia. So maybe that's where it comes from.
Virginia closer to, like, like Maryland and stuff like that, or further south?
Closer to D.C. than Maryland.
Okay, so like the Chantilly area?
I don't even know where that's at. Where the hell is Chantilly?
Like right near the airport. Chantilly
Lace, shimmering. No, man, I wasn't near the airport, man, because we used to always fly out of Dulles, which is in D.C. I was if you've ever heard of Fairfax or Manassas or you know, any of those cities, Manassas is where Lorena Bobbitt was from.
Oh.
That's where they lived. I actually went to school with her cousin.
You didn't do anything with her cousin, did you?
Oh, hell no. It was a dude.
You have a story.
No, it was a dude, man. But we gave him all type of shit because we were, I think we were in high school around the time that story broke. And yeah, he got all type of shit. Shout out to Spencer.
That's fantastic.
All right. Well, that's a nice little name drop there.
When's the last time you've seen heard a Lorena Bobbitt main drop?
Oh, man.
It's been a minute, at least.
It's been a long time. Didn't he get that thing sewn back on and did a porno or something afterwards?
Well, he got it sewn back bigger, I think, because then he went into porn.
Funny story about that. So when I moved back to Cleveland from Virginia, I was living with my sister and her husband at the time, and her husband actually had the John Bobbitt porn. So, of course, you know, a 16-year-old me had to check it out for research purposes.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you how that went and you know, what you thought of it, but I think I'm going to start the show instead if you're okay with that.
It probably overall went better for me than it did John.
All right. Yeah, let's just start the show.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So this woman told me I look like George Jefferson today.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Okay, let me say this. Not to speak ill of the dead or an iconic television character, but have you seen George Jefferson?
Sherman Hemsley?
Sherman Hemsley, yes.
Yeah, see, I know what he looks like. And see, I'm well, to you, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Andrew, it can only be a bad thing because Sherman Hemsley at some point probably looked fucking fantastic. But as George Jefferson, Platt is probably not taking that as a compliment.
You never know. Maybe they just like him for like a nice father figure, like just warm and inviting, or just funny. Or no one said anything. It had to be like bald with a mustache or balding because he had that pseudo three-quarters fro thing going on. Like, I don't know what you got going on.
Yeah, the roof of the dome was removed. But I mean, number one, I'm like a legit foot taller than the dude. Number two. And this is what I told her. I told her, number one, and then I told her, number two, you have to forgive me, dear. I was under the impression I was handsome.
That's funny. That's a good clapback. I like that one.
And now, then, you know, you put him in a bad space. Oh, yeah, you handsome, Chris, blah, that. But, yeah, I'm like, George Jefferson, really? Now, she's a younger, you know, young lady. I think she's about 26. But George Jefferson? George Jefferson?
I don't unless maybe she meant, Jamie Foxx? Because didn't he do it on the live version they did a couple months ago?
Yeah, because that's much better.
I mean, Jamie Foxx ain't, like, horrible.
I'm, like, half a foot taller than him.
I mean, but it's
okay,
TV.
So I feel like you're
6 inches in her house.
Yeah, well, maybe he's just mad about the short thing.
That could be, too.
I could also be mad about the, hey, you look like George Jefferson thing.
I don't know. Do you got that shuffle going on?
I did do that just to play. You know what I mean? See, yeah, okay. I had to bust it out, you know.
Here, let me make you feel better. Whether it's you know, whoever played him, we all trade bank accounts with either of them.
That's fair.
That's true.
That's fair. I'd like to keep my looks while I do it, though.
Okay, well, I'm ready. Andrew's ready. George over here is just going to have to deal with it because we're starting the show.
Oh, Ega's ready too.
Well, apparently.
He's got a barbed wire broom versus a barbed wire bat from Moxley. I'm watching the replay. Three movies that I watch every year annually, you know, they kind of help me keep my game tight on all fronts and on all levels. One of them is Wall Street, you know, that helps with the sales. Why not? I think that's, you know, that's self-explanatory. It's a classic.
ABC.
Another one is Scarface. And the third one is this blaxploitation film called The Mac, and it stars this guy named Max Julian and Richard Pryor. If you haven't seen it, I go out your way to check it out, man. It's phenomenal. But what you just said, Tony, it kind of reminded me of that movie, because there's a line in that movie where Richard and Goldie, the main pimp, they're sitting at the bar, and Richard's just talking shit, and the guy asks him, are you drunk right now? And Rich looks at him and says, I'm drunk right now. I'm drunk, but I'm cool. That's it. That's it. I'm drunk right now, but I'm cool. That's what you reminded me of, Tony.
15 minutes ago, not so much. 15 minutes from now, maybe not. But right now, I'm cool.
I've never known anybody to get drunk off of White Claws. How could you be any whiter right now?
I could take my shirt off.
Yeah, you could. And then you could spray paint chair shot on your chest or something.
Yeah. Hey, tonight, JR did us a big favor. I don't want to say Pac because it's Pac. And I've been thinking the whole time I'm watching this motherfucker, how could he have spelled it differently so that we knew it was Pac? But anyway, comes out with a chair to hit Moxley. Before the match starts, he goes, oh, the chair shot. And I'm like, oh, JR, you pleasant son of a bitch.
Nice. Shout out to JR for putting us over inadvertently.
Yeah. I'll have to get the scientist to pull that. Just because I'm lazy, I'll make him do it.
You should. And how could he spell it differently? I mean, there was a whole video game series built around that name, that spelling. It's not like you call him Pac-Man. It's Pac-Man and Mrs. Pac-Man.
Yeah, but wrestling-wise, you think of X-Pac.
You do, but X-Pac also had 27 names, so, like, come on. 6, 1, 2, 3, Kid, Lightning Kid, X-Pac, 6, Pac, 6, Sean Waltman. That's just off the top
Kid
of my head.
Kid Pegasus, I think.
There we go. I'm no, Kid Pegasus was Benoit.
Ah, you're right.
Or Pegasus Kid. Yeah, there it is. So I forget. I think he had a couple aside from, like, Lightning Kid and 1, 2, 3, Kid, but still. Oy. Sean Waltman and his 85 names.
Shout out to Sean Waltman. That's my man.
I wonder who's got famous. More. Does Sean Waltman have more kids than Heath Slater?
That's hilarious.
More names than Heath Slater has kids. I think I knew what I'm going to say. But I'm drinking too. So hey, it's going to be a fun night, buddies.
Woo-hoo! Oh, joy.
Yeah. You got your wine on you, right, Bo?
No, actually, tonight, man, we just beering it tonight.
Ooh, that's okay. A different
as long as you have alcohol. I mean, we've stopped this show before. Cut the recording.
You can make it
and
run.
Be like, go. Just on, let us know when you're
on
ready.
On multiple occasions, BT Dub.
That is true.
That's a true story.
Yeah, I got a little. I got a couple purple haze. I'm polishing off, and then I have a 6-pack of Sierra Nevada.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
So give me where I need to go, I suppose.
Does anybody want to get any sports things off their chest before we get started here with the actual show?
I'm glad the league is back. LeBron looked a little rusty versus the Clippers last night. I don't know. I got to assume he's going to work himself back into shape. And if that's the case, man, I'm looking for, with all due respect to Mr. Tunney, I say the Lakers in Philly.
Oh, fuck off.
Philly got Al Horford, man. That's going to be a big deal for them. And Ben Simmons, according to Ben Simmons, so, you know, take that for what it's worth. But allegedly, he got a jumper now. And I did see some video on Twitter of him actually hitting jump shots.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was 11 of 16 tonight, and everything was in the lane. So there you go.
Well, they didn't say he was very confident in his jumper. He's just got one now. That's what that works like.
And you're really going to bitch and moan about a man going 11 of 16 from the field?
No, I'm just saying I don't know that we've seen the jumper tonight.
All right, well, who's your finals? Milwaukee and who? The Clippers?
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to beat Kawhi in the finals.
Yeah, good luck with that. He looked awesome last night, by the way. He looked phenomenal. Like, he had a chip on his shoulder still.
You know who looked good again last night? Dwight Howard.
You thought so?
I mean, mobility-wise. Anyway, listen, folks, I want to apologize. We didn't get our NBA preview out, but why don't we let the league soak for a week, let Platt and I assess what's going on, and we'll come back at you. What do you think about that?
Hey, man, sounds like a plan.
All right, that's what you always say, and hopefully I come through this time.
I try to be as accommodating as my schedule will permit, you know.
We know. We appreciate it. Let's put it to you this way. I would say about 10 years ago, I stopped trying to keep up with new rock music and just started listening to more classic stuff, like from the 60s and 70s, and just things that I've liked in the last 15 years.
I mean, that's a good train of thought for music in general, man. You know what I mean? I find myself, yeah, most of the shit that I listen to is 90s and back. I go all the way back to, you know, Sinatra and Nat King Cole and Cab Calloway and Louis Armstrong. I go all the way back there. It's not a whole lot of new stuff that just really catches my ear.
So you guys know how Spotify works, right? You can just pick an artist and you can pick their radio and you'll get a lot of their songs and then other artists that are related to them. So it, what's your, I mean, honestly, the Spotify radio station I listen to the most is Paul Simon. Just because I love that era of like rock and folk music and all the things like that. I mean, Paul Simon's fucking phenomenal. So what would be your artist that would associate to other artists in that same genre for your little radio station on Spotify?
I gotta ask you, a Dylan fan too? You a Dylan man?
I like a lot of Dylan songs, sure.
Interesting. Because you usually do the rap and the heavier stuff. I wasn't sure you were old Mr. Simon and Garfunkel over there. Like, Jesus, good for you.
I didn't say Garfunkel. I said Paul Simon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Like, that kind of that artsy, folky kind of indie rock kind of sound. Like,
Andrew, you're
making waves. The water's getting troubled. Don't want to have to build a bridge over it.
So you fuck with Carole King, too?
Not so much.
I do. My mother was a big Carole King fan, so, you know, by proxy, that made me a Carole King fan.
I mean, respect the talent, but, you know, some things you're just not super into.
Of course, of course. She liked her, and this isn't even that genre, but I kind of dig Phoebe Snow, too. I grew up listening to her a lot as well. She's the same, man.
I wish I had the Homer Simpson soundbite that says, I have no idea who that is.
All right, never mind then.
I'm just saying I don't know who that is. I've never heard of her. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
I'm just being honest.
I just tend to stick to my heavy metal. I like my 80s heavy metal, like the Megadeth and the Testament, and then that branch as well. But, you know, I do branch out, but if I had to pick a Pandora or a Spotify radio, it would probably be Megadeth and then see where that takes me.
Bro, I'm all over the place, man.
I am too.
Yeah, I would probably have a channel. Because my Pandora, I used to have Pandora. Mm-hmm. I'm still signed up for it, but I just never downloaded it to my phone. I just use Tidal now. But I had like 3 or 4 stations, man. And just because that's just, you know, I'm just all over the map. If I had to pick a station, it would have some Frank on there. Sinatra, some Mike Jack, Wu-Tang, Tribe Called Quest. And I think that pretty much would cover most of it. Maybe and some Coltrane. I'd probably put Coltrane on there too. John Coltrane, jazz guy.
You should have your own serious radio. You should host a serious radio like block of music. You know, Platt's Picks.
It would have no rhyme or reason to it though, man. Like even now, like because Amber and I, one of our most favorite things to do is just sit back and drink and go back and forth playing music. And sometimes we'll have like theme nights. You know what I mean? Like a couple Sundays ago, we did one. Okay, only white artists. You can only play white artist music. You know what I mean?
I already got it. The station's called Pep. Put a little pep in your step with Platt's Eclectic Picks.
It's actually not bad.
There you go.
Bad. That ain't bad at all.
That is not bad at all.
All right. With that, let's start the show, huh?
I said out of nowhere, I get called out like afterward, and I'm just here trying to drink my proper 12.
Well, I saw you in the background, man, so that's why he gave you the headset. I threw you a shout out, man, so that's why he put you on.
I appreciate it. I heard shout out to Bob, and I'm like, all right, well, I got to be in the holiday episode now. Great.
Well, wow, don't sound so defeated by it, motherfucker. We tried to put you on, it's over.
Be a smart ass.
I know it runs in your family. I get it.
Kind of does, yeah.
As does weird facial hair, but okay, cool.
Eh.
You look like Captain Strange, dog. Like,
Well, no, we said it last time. I just got to get rid of this, and I'm bad touch Cody Rhodes, and he's Sandow.
No, you can't get rid of that, man, because then you're a pedophile.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, man, I heard you guys haven't got your bubbly yet, man. Did Andrew tell you we got ours yesterday?
He didn't say that you got yours yesterday, though. No, it's I've been getting the emails for, like, FedEx is supposed to arrive. It was supposed to arrive on the 15th.
Oh, wow.
And now I just got the text message saying, please make sure there's an adult present to sign for this. And I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, I had to sign as well. And it was weird because ours wasn't supposed to get delivered till the 19th, but yet and still, yeah, it came yesterday.
Yeah, I was about to say we got it switched, apparently.
Apparently so. I guess yours got stuck in buttfuck Illinois, though. Maybe they had some snow or something.
Is that where buttfuck is?
It was actually stuck in Illinois.
This is a conversation to be had, actually. Buttfuck is in Illinois. Bumblefuck is in Indiana. Bumblefuck is Egypt. Yeah, buttfuck is Egypt. There's two buttfucks in the world. One's in Illinois, one's in Egypt. But there's only one bumblefuck. It's in Indiana, right, Balls? Yep, there's
you got the thumbs up.
I think this is a pleasant time to start the Christmas episode. Oh man.
Exactly how Christmas works in this house.
Bob, you might want to give your brother the headphones because he requested this. You're welcome. Merry Christmas, Andrew.
Aw, thank you.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I told you folks you'd enjoy that. I can tell you I laughed a lot putting that together. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, everybody, for listening to everything all over Chairshot Radio Network. My name is PC Tunney. Hope you're having a great weekend. Continue to have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday morning.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.